Hey, this is the Barnes & Mondo, and I've just been listening to Shanna. So it's Shannon Dan. That's She Gonna Brown. So it's S-H-E-A-G-O-N-B-R-O-W-N. Please let that be the right letters in the right order. I'm just setting up some... setting up a piano at the moment just to make sure that it's going to be okay for tomorrow, because we don't have any sound check tomorrow. We've just got to go in and rock and roll. And so because of that, the piano needs to be wired slightly different. In fact, it looks like I might not have two of the cables that might be needed, so I'm hoping that the guys there will have them. But my piano's here, and Dan was talking about amusement. You know, fairground rides and all that kind of thing, so amusement parks. And Shanna was saying, let's have an amusement park on the beach. And I've got to give Shanna credit, because sometimes Dan, it's like pulling teeth trying to get information out of Dan. Dan could be a James Bond character. He really could, because he's got the voice of a James Bond character. He doesn't give anything away. But how can you not like the beach, Dan? How can you not like the sand? And, the idea that you can get sand in parts that other things can't reach, should we say, Shanna. Not done it. Honestly, I haven't. Because I think... in a guy's point of view, the testicles would start to work like a shovel, wouldn't they? Shoveling sand took closer and closer, and filling up the cave. I think we will leave that there. But I love listening to these audio boos. What are they? Februaries. I haven't had a chance to do it this year because I've been so, so busy. And I know people say that, and it's like, oh, so you've got a busy life. Not busy good. Busy annoying at the moment, because I've got so much I need to sort of get ready and in place, and my mind is like spinning. And so like the idea that I could sit down, relax and look at these, I just listened to them, and that was the way I chilled out. So just listening to you all talk about the sea, the sand, the golden sand, Dan, the golden sand that you can just relax on and just hear that kind of... And if you guys could actually see what I'm doing here, I'm kneeling at a piano. The piano is on the floor. There's the floor to prove it. I'm right, that's my other hand on the piano. So we could have the floor doing the kind of clappy thing. Yeah, this boo's going nowhere, is it really? But, just thought I'd have to do a little boo. So I'm in the Best Western Hotel this weekend as a rock and roll weekender. The Best Western, it sounds like something that's from America, doesn't it? Hey, which is the Best Western? I'm not sure. That doesn't really work with that kind of sound, does it? We need to have the piano for that. Little tiny speaker I've got running this through at the moment. I just need to seriously do a very, very strange sort of pre-sound check on this, because I won't have time at the gig. We literally have got, because it's one of those festival type ideas, only in miniature, of course, we've got 15 minutes. That is literally to get the piano in and on stage, and then I go. When I say go, I mean I am literally going to be sort of there. Set the piano up, no time to sound check, just hopefully, which I can't actually do the rock and roll stuff when I'm sitting at it sideways with my knees pointing towards the treble end of the piano. I can do silly stuff, because it takes no effort, but I can't do rock and roll. And I should have thought today to do a boom, because it was Fats Domino's birthday today, born in 1928, February the 26th, and he would have been, he is, he just doesn't do any music anymore. When the problems happened in New Orleans and there, all those floods, the looters got into his house, because he stayed there. He put a lot of money into that area and he stayed there, and the looters got in and destroyed his house. And he's never really got over that, because he put the money into the neighbourhood, and then when they had the chance, they looted his house. Possibly the most talented piano player in rock and roll. Jerry Lee Lewis might be the flashiest, but when you were talking about technique, and again, I can't even show it. What a shame I'm not sitting at a piano. I can't even, because I've got stuff all around me, I can't even turn round. What would it be? No, there's a microphone standing in the way there, so I can't get... Yeah, I can't reach the next note then. But that was his kind of technique. He didn't come in on the one. Oh, no, he was cleverer than that. A one, two, three, four, da-dum. So he comes in. One, two, three, four, do. One, two, three, four, a do, two, three, four. The way I used to think of that is, imagine sneezing. One, two, three, four, a-do, a-do. Yeah, I need to get this stuff done, because... I've got to get myself into my bed, get myself all relaxed. No sustain pedal because I'm on the floor. But this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to go. I'll speak to you all soon. This may not even make the grade. This might not even go up unless I think it's funny. And, yeah. Do I find myself funny? Of course I do. Yeah, because I'm the Fonz Armando. Just don't forget that.